everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch Podcast. This is episode 684. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. My allergies are in full swing. If I'm a little bit stuffy, I'm going to try to catch the coughs on the mute, but I was doing yard work yesterday.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Full-blown congestion.
Did you have to cut the grass, or would you?
Let me just tell you, yesterday was not ideal. It had been gloomy outside for a little while, and I was like, now's the time to get the mower out. Because I'm already all covered up when I'm out there, and I'm like, now's the time. So I go out there, get everything out, get everything prepped. Make like three passes, and the bottom just falls out of the sky out of nowhere. And so I'm still mowing in the rain because I'm like, it's a heavy rain, but it's like sunny outside.
Yeah.
Not sunny, but it wasn't like, I don't know it's hard to explain. There was no sun, but there were no, like, it didn't look like it was going to rain. It was just overcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept mowing and it just kept raining and it got harder and harder. So I put the mower up. I'm irritated because I got like five passes done. And get everything put up, come inside, and it stops raining. And then I'm like livid.
Yeah.
Because now I'm gross. The grass is too wet to cut. It means I have to mow again today. So I pull up the radar, and there's 2 hours before what it shows is the next sale coming through. And there's no rain on the forecast for yesterday. That's why I was so irritated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went to go grab us some breakfast, and I opened the door up, and I saw it rained. I'm like, it rained. And she's like, my wife was like, what? I was like, yeah, it rained. Hours later, same thing. Open up the door. Hey, it rained again.
But it wasn't supposed to rain.
Yeah, not at all.
So anyways, I go back out and I mow the front yard and I'm like, it is a little too wet, but I didn't want to leave it partially done. So I look like a serial killer. And then I'm like, I'm going to put the mower up. So I look and there's like 45 minutes till the next sale comes through. So I walk in the backyard and I'm like, it doesn't even feel like it rained in the backyard. The front yard was soaked and it's like the backyard was dry. And then I was like, can I be done in 45 minutes?
Yeah.
So I just gave it a power mow, rushed through it to get done, pop the mower up, never rains again. So everything was jacked up. It showed yellow on the radar, like we were going to get a storm. And it never rained again. It was just like a pop-up cell that hit us and then went away. So it was horrible. It got done. It's not the best looking job. The front yard was too wet and the backyard was too rushed.
Yeah, I cut my grass on Friday.
Yeah, that would have been a better decision had I done that. But it showed clear all weekend, so I thought it was solid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done. I did some yard stuff prior to mowing. So I was just outside for like half of yesterday, maybe even a little longer. So I am just... allergies, pollen, like my car is like covered. You could write your name in pollen on the hood of my car. So it's just going to be a little sniffly today. I'll be all right, though.
Yeah. You don't take anything. You don't take any kind of meds or.
So I've had allergies my whole life and pretty bad ones. And I go through. When I was younger, they put me on medicine. They put me on a shot. Then they put me on a pill. Nothing made me feel any better, and it was one more thing to deal with or one more thing to take.
Yeah.
So I go through spurts every few years where I try allergy medicine and I take it for a couple weeks and I'm like, I don't feel any different and I quit. So long story short, I'm not on anything.
Okay. Now, speaking of the medicine thing, I have a doctor's appointment coming up soon, and what my issue is, they give you medicine for, and I'm usually anti-medicine, but I think it might need to help me. So we'll see.
Yeah.
If you're not aware, like the fans, I may have told you this a long time ago, I have misophonia. It's a condition where people making sounds with their mouth or just repeating sounds gets on my nerves, and it starts an anger thing where I get angry. So people sipping their drink, chewing really, really hard on crunchy stuff, certain sounds constantly, baby crying, certain dog sounds. I think what else can trigger it. But the sounds when people walk around with their phones, watching videos or talking on their phones, it comes out of the speaker, has a deep trigger with me. And it's been getting worse over the years.
What's the medicine they are? Is it like an anxiety medicine?
Yeah.
Is it I've never even heard of it. Is it like a and I think you probably told me at one point, but I don't think you told me you're going to the, like, get something for it. I think you just mentioned that it bothers you.
It's been getting worse. That's why I'm having to go see help.
Is it something you take like in the moment, or is it a pill you take like each day, or do you
that,
know?
That I don't know. I know they just said the recommend thing is you can take a certain kind of pill, but you have to have your doctors look at it and see if it's something you can do that they can help you with. I try to do all this stuff. I put earbuds in. When I hear it, I try to leave like the areas when I'm hearing certain things, but sometimes you just can't do it. Like when I do,
like, I find a baby constantly crying to be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like loud eaters, chewers, things like that. I guess like I some of those things annoy me, but they don't send me into like a blind rage, which sounds like what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, mine will like I have to leave the room or I'm going to throw something through the wall.
Huh. It's always been that way, but it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, you didn't have it when you were young?
Not that I remember at all.
Huh.
It just is over the years, it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
What's the worst one?
I don't know.
Is there not one that's like worse than the other?
Lately, it's been crunching.
Like chips?
Yeah, chips. There's a person that works where I work at, and he likes to chew on ice all the time, and I can hear like the crunching in it. I have to leave.
I have a reaction to people chewing on ice, but it's not the noise. The noise is annoying, but it's like when I see it, I can't help but think about the cold on my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not like that. I don't like the idea of that. I don't. That is an animal move to be chewing on ice. I don't like it. I don't care for it.
And she does it 3 times a day. Like she has a certain time she goes, chews it. And I'm like, all right, I got to leave.
Sip for her, I guess, for being on some sort of routine and a thing that probably calms her down. But it's like, man.
Yeah. And it's not good for your teeth.
Yeah. I have sensitive teeth. I mm-hmm. just. So it's the same thing with people that bite ice cream. Like, I have a physical reaction to watching people bite ice cream.
Yeah.
And some people are savages, dude. They could take just like a, I don't even know how to explain it, but I, like, if I have like an ice cream bar, right, I'm going to like remove that chocolate from the outside and I'm just going to keep like sucking on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, I cannot take a bite of that.
Yeah.
And when I get ice cream, like out of a carton and I put it in a bowl, I let it sit and soften up before I eat it. Mm. And I like to be able to get some on the spoon and it basically be like soft serve where I can just, right. Like, there's no need to do anything.
Right.
So I have like a real issue with people just biting cold things. I don't like it.
Now mine is all chewing. It sounds, but popping gum, eating with their mouth open where I can hear everything, sipping on stuff.
On the podcast.
Then, you know, I said sounds. So one sound is like you grab your phone and when you hear people like swiping, you can hear their nail clicking.
Now, what about people that have their freaking noises on? Like people that have their keyboard clicks on their phones?
Oh, that doesn't bother me, which is weird.
Huh.
But the sounds.
That's like a click.
Yeah, it is. But there's certain things that do it. Like I can type, things I do myself, it will get me. Like I'll be eating and I can hear myself crunching on something. I have to like, okay, concentrate. That's why I always have to have loud sound when I'm eating somewhere.
Some of these things bother me also. Like I sometimes when I'm eating chips get highly annoyed with myself.
Mm-hmm. It says it's a rage, though. It's a stress anxiety thing, but I wear a watch that has test my stress levels, and my stress hasn't been like raised up all year. And anxiety, I don't know what the anxiety part would be, so I'm have to get it, go look at it and see.
The interesting part, as a guy who doesn't know anything about anxiety medicine and doesn't take any and hasn't, is now whether I need it or not, it would be a different story, but
mm-hmm.
I'm uninformed with it. But what I would think, fuck, a bug landed on me. Jesus Christ. You see that ladybug attack me?
Yeah. I saw something fly around. I couldn't tell what it was.
Golly. This day is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm curious is it will... That ladybug got me and my audio.
Mm-hmm.
Am I back?
Yeah, you're back. You said you were curious.
Yeah, that bug's not me. What I'm curious is if... And I'm uninformed with anxiety, so don't come at me. But what I'm curious is if you get on anxiety medicine for that, if it brings, like, if it lowers your other, like, feelings down. Like, antidepressant anxiety are different, but I just wonder if, like, you don't hit the high highs anymore.
Right. Which I don't want to get on meds. Those meds are, like, there's the bad stuff with those meds.
Yeah, I just wonder if the trade-off is worth it. You know, not obviously not being in your shoes. Like, I wonder if you do find yourself where you're like, nothing hits as hard now, is it worth it to not have the blind rage? Obviously, you don't want to choke out someone's baby if it's, like, putting you in that kind of feeling.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll just be interesting to see. And I don't think you'll know unless you try.
Yeah, because here it says they put you on benzos, you can get put on Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro, Xanax, Clonopin, and Lorazepam. So it's different things.
Like an antidepressant and an anti-anxiety, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that would be my concern as, again, someone who is uninformed is like, are you going to lose your high highs and your low lows along with the thing that's obviously setting you off.
Right. And then benzos also give you addiction. I already have an addiction problem. I don't need more addiction. Cause weight gain, insomnia, sexual dysfunction, dizziness.
What do you think you have an addiction with?
Me? My addiction is what was sugar. Now it's collecting.
You're a little OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're maybe the most particular person I know. Like, you like things to be the way they are. Just like the way you had your tools laid out.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Yeah, because that's everything you said about it's true. It makes everything you're doing so much quicker, but that's not normal behavior for anyone. And I know no one else knows what I'm talking about, but I went over Gerald's house and he had a table set up with the tools he was using to do all the maintenance he's doing right now. And everything was in its place. Yeah. And like a folding table, like a 6-foot folding table where every single item was exactly where it goes with spacing around it. And it wasn't like things were placed where you can see them, like they were placed deliberately where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not normal behavior. Normal behavior is that you leave tools everywhere in every room and can't find anything ever, and you stay frustrated at the whole situation.
Right.
Which is the way I'm going to say 98% of the world does it.
Right.
So I feel like you have a touch of like you're almost addicted to like routine.
Oh, yeah. If my routine gets messed up, I have problems with it. But that was like that.
Like you really.
That was like that when we worked together. I don't know if you think back of when we worked together at the store.
I was young enough then that I don't think I was thoughtful enough to even think about the way people approached anything back then.
But if you go back now, you'll see my OCD and my weirdness. Yeah. It was,
but I definitely see it in you now where there's like things that you can't even process them being another way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. Like you're almost addicted to like the way things are.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of change.
Yeah. Which is interesting. I would say that I struggle. So here's what's odd about me is I've never done drugs, never smoked, never drank. But I would also say that I have like addiction issues as well.
Mm.
To a lot of the same things, like I'm not quite as stuck with like routine, but I don't like last minute plans. Like that's where like mentally I have to prepare for everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you were just to text me and be like, hey, let's go to lunch. It's like, even if I can make it work, that's horrible because I didn't know before now that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it needs to be, like, I know a week ahead of time. or days ahead of time, so I can make a plan, even if I don't have to do anything.
Right.
Which is crazy. And obviously, like, in collecting things too, sometimes you just, and I've gotten better with this as I've gotten older, but especially when I was younger, I just wanted something to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't even deliberate with the things that I bought. Like, I just wanted that dopamine hit off of, like, having it.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot better, but I've had to work at it, man. I've had to put in effort to not just want to buy everything.
Oh yeah, same here.
And even now I have to check myself because I'm like, why am I buying? Am I buying this because I want it or just because I don't have it? Because those are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
And we give you a hard time too, but it's like some of the Lego you buy, it's like, I don't even know if that's a good investment and I don't think you're going to put it together.
Oh yeah, I get that.
So like, why are you getting it? But at the same time, I, you know, like, especially with like my antiques, is like, I have an antique lighter and antique ashtray and I don't smoke. I like them. I like the aesthetic. I like the way it looks, but that's an odd choice for me to make because it'll never be usable.
Mm-hmm. So here's another thing with mine real quick. So I play Fallout 76 and you can go sell to vendors. There's one vendor who drinks coffee and you can hear them sipping. I cannot go to that vendor to sell anything. So I purposely avoid it because the NPC is drinking coffee and I can hear them sipping.
It's weird that it bothers you that bad.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm. Yeah, I have minor annoyances. I definitely would say I am wired to be an addict, which is why I don't do those other things I talked about.
Same.
Because I definitely, I like the, you know, the one thing that I'll say that I think is a redeeming quality that may not be is like when I do get the thing, I absolutely love it. So like I've gotten better with this. I didn't used to feel this way. I used to just take everything and anything I could get my hands on. Like now I try to get things that like emotionally I feel some type of way when I see them. You know, there's, most of the things I buy now, every time I look at them, I love them. Every time I handle them, I appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes, that makes me feel better about getting them. It's like, yeah, I'm not ever going to use that lighter, but I think the way it's built, the engineering on it, I think it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
It's so cool. I'll never see another one. I still feel some type of way when I see it, even though it's not really for me when it comes to that. I'm not going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's cool. So, you know, I've made strides, but I still have a lot to work to do. I still have a long ways to go when it comes to that. Because I do like buying the things I like.
Yeah.
Even if I don't have room for them, even if I don't have purpose for them.
And I fight mine all the time. Like I bought those happy plants. That's my first, or not, I didn't buy them. I got those for Christmas, the botanicals. And then I catch myself walking by the botanical aisle like, oh, now I need them all. Now I need them all. Now I need
them all, though. They're the best sets they make.
So I fight it. Then yeah. I said I'd never buy a Funko Pop. You know, then now I got two, but they're Astrobot. And so now I fight myself trying to, like, not buying any more Funko Pops or not getting any.
Yeah. Let's talk about, while we're talking about getting stuff, I got two things this week.
Okay.
So I had seen these at Books a Million. I didn't buy them. They're $20, which is what it is. Lego are expensive. And then you had sent them to me at TJ Maxx or Marshall's or Home Goods or one of those exact same stores. And they were $12.99, whatever they were. Mm-hmm. And I finally got them. Now I want you to look at the front of this box. There's a lot going on here. Yeah. Obvious to you, probably not obvious to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's labeled Lego Botanicals.
Yes. Tiny Desert Garden. Yeah,
Tiny Desert Garden. Now, we can't give you a set number because there's not one.
Yep. It says 54 pieces, and that's it.
And if you turn it over, it says that this set is produced by Ameet, A-M-E-E-T, Ameet, Ameet, whatever. The strange part, though, is it is all rights reserved, the Lego group, and the brick and knob configurations are trademarks of the Lego group, manufactured under Ameet under the license of the Lego group. Then it is branded sourcebooks.com and lego.com. So I went down the world's largest rabbit hole to figure out what on earth these even are. So it's labeled a building toy on the front, which is also odd. Go ahead.
I was going to say, now, above the barcode, there's usually a number. It'll start with a 5. And that's the set number.
51999.
51999. Then usually just a couple other things behind that.
No, that's all that's here. But so here's what I found out, though, after going down the rabbit hole. These are not sets because they are activity models, activities like books. So when you buy the activity books at the store that come with the minifigure,
oh, you're supposed to get that with it.
It's the same company. Mm. So if you look at the front of this, it says it includes 54-piece Lego model and 32-page book. Now, that's not where the oddities stop with this. So when you open it, first off, it's in a oddly strange, nice box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, flips out, open, like,
yeah,
weird. Then when you open it, you're met by a presentation of a very nice little booklet. Still paper, nothing crazy, but it's a nice booklet. Inside of it, they walk you through, this is a succulent garden, so they talk about like succulents in general. Nice quote, good presentation. Then they walk you through what each flower is, very similar to most botanical sets. And they talk about each flower as you go down through here, everything. And then here's where it gets real strange. In the back of this same book is your building instructions.
Mm-hmm.
But check this out. They don't show you what piece. Like, doesn't show you.
Oh, you like, have to kind of guess.
You have to. Yeah, like Lego will show you at the top, like which pieces you're using for this step.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't show you that. So like if you look at this page, like what's happening between the two of those?
Oh, yeah, you can't tell.
The border's going on, but you have to, like, pay attention. There's no steps. Sometimes it shows, like, there it's showing the plant, it's showing the frog, mm-hmm. but here it's not showing anything. So very strange. Another thing that sticks out is in the back of this, there's no, this is the pieces that are included. Lego always shows you all the pieces that are included with every set. And then the final strange thing is inside of this box is another box. First off, it doesn't have a freaking thumb hole or hand hole to get it out, and it suctions in. So that's stupid. Bad design, which Lego doesn't really do either. The pieces come in this box, but they come loose. There's no baggie. The parts are just dumped in this cardboard box and then placed inside this box with the booklet on top. This is the strangest presentation for like a real Lego product that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, this company makes those booklets. They make the, I don't know if you've seen them. They're doing like cards that you can buy to give out for like Valentine's or whatever, but they come with blocks to do little models also.
Yeah.
And they're doing these activity card things where it gives you like 20 blocks and the card will say like, build a teddy bear. And you have to build a teddy bear out of that. And the next card will say, build a frog. And it's just things to keep kids engaged.
Mm-hmm.
The same company makes all of this stuff. Now, here's the real problem. This thing is $20 for 54 pieces.
Yeah.
And I want to get your reaction. I built it already. I want you to see it in all its glory. That's $20.
Right.
Now, you at home, you can't see it. It's not even as big as a debit card.
Yeah, it's like a car, like a size of a car you're getting like a big, huge $60 set.
It's like, if you're older, it's like the size of a matchbox.
Mm.
Like the actual matches. I guess you could still use that comparison. It's about the size of a little bit wider, like a car and a half Hot Wheels. It's small.
Yeah.
It's little. Now, this is well built.
I think it looks
good. It's solid. It'll look nice on a shelf. That's the first one. I also got the second one. This is the second one. It's just like a little tiny, tiny wildflower bouquet
that you would put on the side of a building.
It is so little.
Yeah.
And then we've got like some illegal building techniques with this block. These are windows that are stacked sideways. And then we just have a block on what is the like the top. And it's actually the side of a window that's open. And the bottom is actually a black window pane that slots inside to create the bottom. And these things are all literally just loose.
Oh, they're just laying
they don't
in there.
Jab it. They don't jab anything. Yeah, they're just loose in here. It just acts as like a little vase.
So that first set you show me is set 5010077.
Which is not on the box.
5010077. The tiny desert.
It's not garden. Anywhere on here.
So did you pay $20 or did you get them from Peep Store and, no. get, and paid $11.99?
So oddly enough, one was $12.99 and one was $10.99.
Okay, that's good then.
It's still too expensive. These are poly bags.
Yeah.
These are poly. This is a, and this is also something odd, is like, this is a great poly bag. This is a poly bag that, this first one, the Tiny Desert Succulent Garden.
Mm-hmm.
This is a poly bag set that Lego should have made.
Yeah.
It's very well made. It's very well constructed. It looks good. It was easy. $4.99 right here. 53 pieces. This other one's actually 95 pieces for the tiny bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny wildflower bouquet. If you go to their site, they're not listed under anything you can purchase anymore. So like I assume they're not actively making those anymore. But I just can't imagine how I would feel if I spent $20 a piece, $40 right there for those two. They both fit in the palm of your hand, like both of them together.
Yeah.
I could easily hold both of them at once. To be honest, if they made a third set, I could hold the third set in my hand.
Hmm.
That's how much room is left. So these are not a good investment, even at $12 and $10.
Yeah, you're not buying those to resell these. You're buying those to put them together and set them up.
You know, yeah, and I think you would even have a tough time reselling them because I think people are going to all be suspicious that they're actual Lego.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like telltale signs that they're not Lego.
Right,
so they actually classify these as like activities.
If they didn't have the Lego brand on there, you wouldn't know.
Now, these are all official Lego pieces.
Yes.
What it feels like happens is it feels like somehow Lego sends them like pick-a-brick style. You get 10,000 of these, 10,000 of those, 10,000 of these. And someone is like hand building these into these boxes because they're not in bags.
Mm-hmm.
They're loose and there's no extra pieces with either one of them. They're both dead nuts, exactly what they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right. What's weird is that Lego tab up top even says Tiny Desert Garden Unknown,
mm-hmm.
which is strange. So if you see them somewhere cheap, just know what you're getting. You're getting something kind of odd, maybe rare down the road. I will tell you, you'd have to keep the original box for it to ever be worth anything.
Yeah.
But it's about $4.99 worth of Legos for each set. These would both make banging poly bags. Mm-hmm. The desert garden's ready to go. That wildflower bouquet would never slide the way that it's built. So it also kind of feels like this was not built in collaboration with Lego.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like a normal Lego build.
Correct. It looks like even the packaging, if you've ever been in a store that sells non-Lego or non-traditional Lego, and they have like, I think like Michaels has like their own like flower mm-hmm. building brand. It's called like Make or something. The packaging gives those vibes. It says Lego Botanicals up top, which is what's so strange to me that they let these be branded botanicals.
Yeah.
And the books aren't any more informative than like a normal botanical set that always talks about the flowers. Just very strange purchase.
It is.
I'm glad I have them. They're cute on a desk. They're just too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the only thing I bought. I just literally bid on something a second ago on eBay and somebody got me at the last second, which is why I hate eBay. Because that's what happens.
Oh yeah, I hate eBay on another thing, right? They just take so much money. from your purchase.
Well, you can't get sniped on a lot of other sites. They don't do that anymore. They don't allow you to be sniped.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what's crazy. My back's bid was $111.50. And with 2 seconds left, it was at $86. So $86. My high bid's $111.50. With 2 seconds left, I'm beat $112.50. Which tells me the guy just put in $180 max bid or whatever he was willing to pay and just clicked the button at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no. Now, I could have gone in and raised my max bid, but it's like, I just don't think to do that when I'm in control.
Yeah.
Whereas like on Shop Goodwill or even the cheap auction sites I buy from, all those add time on if a bid comes in the last like 3 minutes. So just a pain in my ass.
Of course, the internet's running slow. I was going to try to show you these Five Below botanical sets. But they're about the same size.
Yeah, minus the like actual Lego Botanicals branding on the front. These boxes mm-hmm. look very similar.
Yeah.
But your internet's broken.
Mm-hmm. So I showed you right before. Oh, what'd you play? You play anything?
Nothing of note. The only new thing we played, we jumped back in Roadcraft and we mm-hmm. played it one night. So he had a weird open-close schedule, and then I had a morning where I had to be up at 4:45 for work, which means I didn't play that night. So we only played, I think, maybe two times this week. We didn't play very much. And I think we played Rocket League one night, and then we played a little bit of Party Animals, and then we jumped into Roadcraft one night. So we just did not do very much.
Okay. All right. So I showed you, I got a U2's Funko. I mean, a U2's Funko. Well, it's not a Funko, but U2's Astrobot vinyl figure. I showed you before that. I ordered that, got that off the eBays. it'll match with the other ones. The box is different. It's got the white outline. Playing wise, I played some Fall 76, but I played a lot of Spider-Man. I think I'm 63% into the game. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'm a little bit past where you get the Venom suit. And that's where I'm at in the game. So if you guys have played the game, you know where I'm at. I'm just a little bit past that. You get the Venom symbiote suit.
Are you still having fun with it?
Now that I'm unlocking things, yes, it's a little bit more better. There's some story missions, some side missions I don't like. Like you play as Mary Jane once, and that's kind of, I don't get it. Then you play as somebody. There's another time you play somebody else, like a non Spider-Man character. It doesn't make sense in the game. I'm like, okay, whatever. There's a couple side missions I think that they purposely added in there to make a statement on specific things. I'm not going to go into them because I don't want to say I'm bashing the item or the thing that they're doing. But some of it was like, just, it was like, feels like it was forced in there. Like someone said, hey, yeah, you got to put this in the game. And they put that in the game as like a little side mission. Let's get into some news, unless you got anything else.
I don't.
All right. So PlayStation Starfield launched on PlayStation, but apparently there's been a lot of crashes and bugs on PlayStation, even on the PS5 Pro. They're still trying to fix it. So we'll see what happens. I'm still interested in playing the game. I don't want to spend all the money on it right now while I'm playing other games.
It's just unacceptable.
Yeah.
They had all the time they wanted to bring this out.
Mm-hmm.
There was no rush. It came out broken on Xbox.
Right.
They've gone through this already. It's like, there was no reason to fumble this when this is one of the bigger games that you're going to bring over this year.
Right. And it was going to come out originally on PlayStation. It was going to come out on everything. So you had a PlayStation dev there. You had a kit. You could have tested. You had 2 years. Make sure the thing wasn't broke.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, there, the date was the date you set. Mm-hmm. It wasn't ready. Like, is there no oversight over at Microsoft? Is no one checking the games? Like, it's just a bizarre thing to come out broken. There's no reason for it. If you needed more time, delay it. Yeah. But to your point, you had 2 years to have it ready and working. Mm-hmm. What's going on? Unacceptable.
We were talking about this at work. One guy doesn't like Nintendo I work with, but he says one thing Nintendo gets right is when they release a game, it's usually on point. Barely any patches on it. When now it seems like when Xbox or PlayStation has a game come out, it's usually broken.
Well, you know, Nintendo comes from a time and a place where, and so did early Xbox, early PlayStation, but especially Nintendo. For a long time, what you got on that cartridge was what you got.
Yeah.
And their quality control is top notch.
Mm-hmm.
They don't rely on a ton of day one patches, though in the last few years, it's gotten more common even on Nintendo platform.
Yeah.
To see day one patches, but it's like crashes. I mean, come on, crashes. Mm-hmm. The game won't even run.
Yep,
it's unacceptable.
All right, next one. Sony is doing this player base. Oh,
they're Your doing this. That's insane.
Yeah, they're doing this player base thing. Where they're going to tie you into the game. So you play a game and they're going to put your face or you inside the game itself. A lot of people are hating it.
Do you see what you have to do?
To do that, you have to get a camera and.
No. It's like you have to submit. So it's hard to explain, but like you have to like submit like what PlayStation means to you on this website and then be selected.
Oh, to get yourself put into it again.
Get scanned in to potentially be in a game. It's not like you can do it. It's basically like you win the chance to be like an NPC, basically.
Hmm.
Is what it sort of is. But if you go to the site, it's like, I think you submit a picture or a video. I'm not really sure. But then you have to type in the box, like what PlayStation means to you and why it's such a big part of your life. People are not going to want to do this.
Yeah.
It's like, it was when I went to the website, cause I got the email for it, it's like super off putting.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, we're great. Tell us why we're great. And we might put you in here in a non-meaningful role. Now, is it cool to be in there? Yeah, it's cool. It's neat. You're going to be like a stranger in the garage on Gran Turismo for the first one or whatever you end up being, though. And it's like having to get on there and like give them a hand job about how great they are in order to get in the game is like weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just super weird. The whole thing feels weird. Now, I assume it means they're going to fly you out somewhere. They're going to put the little balls all over you. They're going to do the whole thing. You probably get a cool experience. This could have been marketed way better, though. So it says, share a special memory using the form below. Make it something from the heart and tell us why PlayStation is important to you. Like, it's just like a fluff piece they want you to write.
And it says a selected player will be invited to be scanned to one of our visual art studio.
It's like one per game. It is bizarre.
And here's about be featured in a game. Your likeness will appear in a game played by millions and you'll never gain struggle when asked for an interesting fact about you. Hey, just to let you know, I was in Red Dead Redemption 3.
It also pays $0.
Yeah.
So, which, yeah, I would be in a game for free too. The whole thing just weird, like getting on and telling us how great we are is such a weird flex.
Oh, yeah, on Horizon 4, I was this one character in the city and walking by, and I was a guard.
I've been there for 0.2 seconds. So I will say this. If I was in a game, you best believe I'd tell everybody,
mm-hmm.
even if it was like that.
All right, so next one. do Xbox or talk about Xbox and go back to PlayStation. So Xbox is revamping or redoing their achievements, how they do things. Well, Sony's core has come out and said that their fan base has said they want Sony to also do some achievement upgrades as well.
Does it say what they even were? Like, what are people after?
You gain a certain percent on the Xbox One. There's new animations icon. You can hide games from your achievement list, which they want PlayStation, because if you only have like a bunch of these 100%, then you have like 2 or 3, like 1 or 2%, you can hide them.
You can hide them now on PlayStation.
Well, you have can. 0. If you only have like 1% of the trophies. On this one, Xbox One, you can actually hide that one.
Yeah, I see here that they're saying that the way it puts this red border and grading around games, you've got the platinum or 100% in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who is that for, though? Is that for you, or is that because you think other people are looking at your trophies? Because I promise other people really aren't anymore. That's the thing that died back with, like, a console war. Like, that's the thing that people used to do. Unless we are, like, in a conversation, you and I on their system together talking about our trophies, I would never think to look at your trophies.
Yeah.
So I guess it's like making them glow for you. It's like one more thing where it's like,
which is weird. It's red. Like you said, it's red. And people now, Xbox fans on the news where Xbox is like, they're saying it should be green.
Yeah. The bar up top is like a weird maroon color too. I don't know.
Yeah. So this is the Xbox picture here.
Yeah, I don't know if you can change that or if that's just how it looks, but that is
even on the color. Other one, even on the Xbox, when it's red as well.
Yeah, it's odd. I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, I continue to work on the trophy system, continue to work on the achievement system, but it's like this.
I think you should have games get rid of the multiplayer trophies if the server's dead. You should separate them. You should separate multiplayer and single player. Trophies.
So what do you do though? Do you just tell, you give everyone that trophy, or you take that trophy out of rotation?
You take it and move it to like a whole other section. So you like 100% complete the storyline, but then you have multiplayer trophies. You can 100% complete the multiplayer trophies.
But then let's say I did it the correct way and I did the early grind to get it. It's like now you're diminishing what I did.
No, you separate. So that means you have 200% completions.
What they would do is make it like a DLC list, and it would just show 100% with the platinum, and yours would show a platinum without 100%. But it's like, maybe I don't want you to be able to have that platinum if you didn't do that work. Because you could just wait for something to go offline that's too hard for you to do and still get it. Like, that's always, no matter what, you're going to piss off half the people.
Yeah.
They should keep working on these systems, but that's every system. You should always keep working on them and making them better. But the, like, they have it now, I want it thing is... It's got to go to.
Mm-hmm. Right. Next one. There's PlayStation's are going to be releasing a 007 First Flight Limited Edition wireless controller. It's gold and a little bit of black, and it has the 007 logo right in the middle.
This seems lazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. It's just a regular controller. They made it gold. They put some sort of weird, like, lines, almost like a star, and then they just literally popped the 007 logo.
Yeah.
It looks lazy. Guess we know who's getting it, though.
Right.
Maybe I'm just in a bitter mood this morning, but it's like I keep feeling like all these things are like layups. Like they're not trying hard enough.
They're not. Not for a while.
Like, you know, the putting people in the game is like they're doing the least. The controller, they're doing the least. It's like, you really, people are bent out of shape about a little glowing box around there? Because I would say Xbox is still doing the least. Mm-hmm. Starfield comes out broken, and it's like, you're doing the least. All these companies are doing the least.
Right. All right, Xbox news. We have 4 games coming to Game Pass so far that have been announced. Mixtape is coming out around May 7th. Call of Elder Gods. Call of the Elder Gods is coming out May 12th. Forza Horizon 6 is coming on the 19th, and Subnautica 2 is coming out sometime in May, but they haven't announced that one. So a couple good games there, Subnautica, Forza Horizon. And of course I froze again. So Xbox is sending out the for Project Helix, for the dev kits. They're sending out this little thing by Asha Sharma. These packages are signed by her. There's a thing in the background what the Project Helix kit looks like. It's like a little, this looks like a jacket, a jacket there, a hat. There's a little thanks for being a journey with us. I guess it's pretty cool. This Danny Pena posted it on there.
Young me would have been all about that.
Mm-hmm. There's a more in this picture here, but it's not going to load.
How do you feel about, as an adult, and there's no judgment here, because mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody else does, but how do you feel about like strapping on a Mario shirt and going out?
I'm fine with it. I like it. I'm a graphics tease guy.
I'm not a graphic tease guy. And the older I get, the more I'm like, I don't think I just need to scream at the rooftops what I'm into.
I'm in jeans or khaki shorts and t-shirt. That's what I prefer to wear.
Like, I got shirts with Sackboy on. I'm not going to wear them.
I'd wear.
They just go on my display.
Graphic tee right now.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I do wear Titan stuff all the day. So maybe all the time. So like my argument may be completely void, but it's like, if I'm going to an event, like, would I wear a Lego shirt to a Lego event? Maybe.
Yes, I would.
Am I wearing a Lego shirt just out on the daily? Not unless it's like, if I had a Lego polo that maybe just had the brick as the logo, which mm-hmm. is also a great idea. They should sell polos that just have the brick as their little logo. Like,
they don't have a lot of shirts. Yeah, they don't have a lot of adult Lego shirts. Because
no, they're for children. But
mm-hmm.
like, maybe I would wear it if it fit my aesthetic, but it's like, I'm just not going to strap on.
Right.
But maybe it's because I'm not attracted to graphic tees, maybe is the problem. But I look at that mm-hmm. Project Helix stuff and I'm like, I don't want to wear that. Now, again, 19-year-old me would have been all about that. It's like, I don't want to wear that now.
Mm-hmm.
But if you gave me a nice polo that said Project Helix on it, maybe I wear it. I feel like people are going to ask me what that is or where I work. But
so when you went to Comic-Con, you did not wear any?
No. Nope. Well, wore a Game Stitch shirt.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, like, I'm not going to put on like a Daredevil shirt and go. Mm-hmm. Even if I come home and just love Daredevil.
Yeah, like, we went to the Lego conventions. I did not wear my Lego shirt. I have a specific shirt I wear.
But why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to.
I've been with you twice, right? Mm-hmm. And you didn't wear a Lego thing either time.
Mm-hmm. I only have one shirt. It's not even a Lego brand. It's just it's a shirt. It's Optimus Prime building a Lego set of Optimus Prime.
Now, you do wear graphic tees, and I've seen you in some childish graphic tees.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that you'll wear a graphic tee if that's a thing you like.
Yeah, I have a bunch of Spider-Man, X-Men,
yeah.
Beavis and Butthead.
I just don't. And for me, it's like, I don't know. Like, if they send me that Project Helix kit right now, I would not wear that.
If you got a Sackboy dev kit.
I wouldn't. I mean, I have a Sackboy shirt. I've never had it on. It has the tags on it. That's it's cool. Not going to be worth anything. I wanted it for mm-hmm. me. Sackboy, first off, Sackboy stuff, not collectible. So whatever. There's no value to it. You're not buying Sackboy stuff to resell. And I didn't mm-hmm. even buy that shirt to resell or to wear. I bought it because I wanted it.
Yeah.
But it's never dawned on me to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's just. But now that I say it out loud, I think it's because that's not what I wear. I don't wear graphic tees. It's a black shirt with like a silhouette of like a drippy spray painted looking sack boy. I have a matching mm-hmm. beach towel also.
Oh, that's cool.
And I would use the beach towel if it wasn't like part of my collection. Like, I'm not going to because it's in the case. But like, if I was mm-hmm. going to use something, I'd use that beach towel. If I had two of them, I'd use that beach towel. But yeah, I'm not like a scream. Like, I'm not wearing a graphic tee with a typewriter on it.
Now you maybe I'm thinking about trying to look up a Lego beach towel so I can wear it next time I go to the beach.
Yeah, I think beach towels are great. I love accessories. I think accessories are a great place to show like what you love. Like if Ridge Wallet made a Lego one, I would buy it today. They announced it. You know, if they made a Sackboy one, I would have it and I would use it. Like accessories are a great place to show like love for something. And even like the Titan stuff I wear, it all has a small logo on it.
Yeah.
Polo, small logo. I'm not wearing like full blown, like flamed out leather jackets. I try not to be like over the top with my support for something. You can move on. I derailed it because of the free shirt that some dude got.
Right. Okay. So Xbox is offering free rechargeable batteries due to a recent controller shipping issue. So if you didn't get AA batteries, you can go to the Xbox website and sign up to get a free controller or for a charging battery controller. Charging battery for your controller.
Man, slight inconvenience to not get AA batteries. Quite the overcompensation to get the free rechargeable kit.
Mm-hmm.
Be lucky to have opened it and not had the batteries in there.
Yeah.
Now, pretty pissed if I got home and didn't have double A's and I bought that controller knowing it came with a set of double A's. Then I had to go back out, but still pretty good value. I'd say they're making it right here. First positive story of the day for me.
All right. So there, you have to show that you purchased a controller in December 2025 or today. So you bought one in November, you're not going to get it. Or for people who have had Xbox controller for a while and just want this free thing, it doesn't work for that.
Yeah, I assume that they know the serial numbers that came without them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, everybody that bought a controller during that time period is for sure going to be like, oh, I didn't get any batteries.
Yeah.
Throw them right out of the picture and take a picture.
All right. So this one here is interesting. KSP, Kerbal Space Program, is a game you played.
Yep.
It is on sale right now for anybody who wants to play it on Xbox. It's only like $7.99. Everywhere else is $39.99 or $49.99. So if you're interested in playing it, Xbox has it on the Xbox Store for $7.99.
It's space a go. Is hot right now.
Yeah, with the Artemis 2 stuff.
Yeah, space is hot right now. So people are into space. I will tell you, Kerbal's a game that's probably timeless because what you're doing, that game's going to look fine 20 years from now. The game's hard. Like, you know. Think of what it'd be like to get a job at NASA with no training. That's what that game is like. You are trying to build a ship that's going to make it to space.
Yeah, and I said it took you a couple hours as soon as you finally got one to go to up there.
And I never got anything great. It was hard. It was fun. I liked it. I wish I'd played more of it.
Nintendo news. Over Mario Galaxy, the movie has made over $500 million now globally, and that's. This was as of April 11th. We're recording on April 12th. So Saturday, $500 million.
I keep hearing it sucks.
Some people, yeah, I'm hearing mixed reviews.
Yeah, I keep universally hearing that it's not very good. Like the first one was all right. This one's like not very good.
They're gonna make
all I can tell you is that strap up because there'll be a third one.
Yeah, because it's already, it was budgeted at $110 million. So they've already made more than they needed.
Yeah, they good. They're going to keep cranking them out as they should.
All right, so Nintendo's also announced new My Mario products, including Hello and Yoshi for Switch. There's a
Hello Yoshi app is a playful interact with Yoshi and is free available for compatible smart devices, Nintendo Switch 2 and Nintendo Switch systems via the eShop. Just like free Hello Mario app. I don't like how it's written. Just like the free Mario Hello app, you stretch, spin, and poke Yoshi's face in a range of silly reactions. This is for children.
Mm-hmm. You can play peekaboo.
It's a shame because Hello Yoshi is a great name for a game.
Mm-hmm.
Even the branding, the way they wrote like Yoshi up top, that looks like Hello Yoshi would be a great game. They've wasted it on this app where you can poke his face.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yep. All right. So according to Nintendo Prime's, who's a person who's been out, put out leaks, He's saying that he's hearing that Nintendo is sending out, purposely sending out fake information internally to find out where the leak is coming from.
No, I love this. I love this. They're chasing a mole.
Yeah.
They're planting seeds. They're sending, everybody gets a different number. We'll see which number hits the press.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so good.
And you usually see this in movies where they send out the, I was like, I've only told one person my plan. And you.
That's what you do. You send out sales data for Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
And everybody gets a different number on what it did opening weekend. And then you just wait for the one that's going to hit before it's announced.
Mm.
That's the person you fire. I'm pro this. Another positive story.
They did that with something else with, like, I think the prototypes of something they sent out with little codes on it. And then the company was able to find out, like, okay, we only give this specific one to each person. So it's identified, like a serial number or something.
Even if this doesn't work, it will work in slowing the leaks down because now people will be paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
So it works even without working. Even without letting them catch the person, it would still work.
Yeah. So now what they're going to do is they're going to go, hey, Ryan, I saw that they sold 110. They only spent $110 million. What did you get? Well, mine shows 120.
Yep. Now everybody's hearing footsteps.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Physical copies of Borderlands 4 for Nintendo Switch 2 have been shown out here. And someone's got a little physical picture here. But is a game key card, though. You're going to spend $69 on a game key card for Borderlands. So you get the box, you get the little disc, but it's not playable. It has a little code on it.
To me, physical has only ever been about game preservation.
Mm-hmm.
And like the game key code is like, it still gives you the ability to share the game. Like, you know, I could play it, you could play it.
Yeah.
But it's like not about game preservation anymore. I think if the only option was to get the game key card or just download, I just would download it.
All right. So Splatoon Raiders have been rated by PEGI. Looks like it's going to be coming out. It is.
That's just the EU's version of the ESRB.
Yeah. So you can actually go to the Nintendo.com. You can see they have a Splatoon Raiders on here, so it's not like a fake game or anything coming out. It's going to be like an RPG type thing. Epic Games is working on more Disney games. So we talked about a little while ago, I think it was a week or two ago, how Disney was interested in buying Epic. Now Epic is going to be working with them to build some games. And their first game is supposed to be a Fortnite-type game with Disney characters. Or an Ark Raiders-type game. They'll be playing Ark Raiders with, like, Disney Mickey
extraction
and...
Extraction Shooter.
Yeah, like Disney's Speedstorm. And
I'm amazed by the amount of IP that have allowed their characters to have guns and to shoot things in Fortnite. So who knows what they've convinced Disney to do.
Yeah.
But Donald with an AR sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Or Goofy.
I'm sure it won't be that.
Goofy. All right. So
Goofy'd be the worst at hiding. He'd be in the corner like, I got shot.
Oh, golly.
I'm down.
So another famous leaker says that Super Mario Maker 3 is coming for Nintendo Switch 2. We had Mario Maker 1 for the Wii U and then Mario Maker 2 for the Nintendo Switch. And then now Mario Maker 3 is coming for in development for Nintendo Switch 2.
Those games are fun.
I like the picture here that they're showing Mario with the yellow.
It's very AI picture. It's very cool.
Yeah. But it does look good, though.
It does. It is so very much AI, but I like it also. He's got like a tube of glue, and he's gluing things. He's gluing wings to the side of a question mark block.
Yeah. Right. In Japan, Nintendo Switch 2 has passed 5 million units sold. To put in retrospect, The PlayStation 5 digital has sold 1.2. The Switch OLED model has sold 9.5 million. The PlayStation 5 Pro is at 341,000. PlayStation 5 is at 5.9 million. But they're not that far away from Switch 2. Switch 2 just came out. This is Japan only, guys, not worldwide.
What he didn't read you were the Xbox sales in Japan, which I know Xbox has not come out and said, so a lot of this is guesstimation.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Yeah. Maybe 700,000.
Yeah, all of them combined. It's bad.
Right. Elden Ring Tarnished Edition is on Amazon is for $80. It's a game key card.
I'll just repeat the same thing I said before. Like, I guess if it's the same price, you should get the game key card. If it's cheaper to buy it digitally, you should just buy it digitally. And again, it's okay for physical copies to cost more and the people to still want them, but this is not really physical. Yeah. This only lasts as long as the server lets you download it.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing, unfortunately, about with the online stuff. If you have it online, if it goes out, it goes out. But if you have the actual physical, you always have it.
Yeah.
That's why I think like a lot of the retro games, the old Nintendo and Super Nintendo games is going up in popularity because people want the physical version.
There's nothing like having it on the original system and the original controller.
Mm-hmm. All right. Three games were added to the Nintendo Switch Online. Pac-Man. Mendo Palace and then the Tower of Droga. Druaga.
These are all NES classics.
All right. The Super Mario 40th anniversary pin is back in stock on Nintendo, the Nintendo store. If you're interested in getting a pin, the 40th anniversary pin, it's gold. I like the little question block when it's got Mario and Luigi.
Would you put that on your shirt and wear it?
If I was a Mario fan, yeah.
Just pin that. Just on my daily.
Or put on my hat.
Just put on your pin and just go out for the day? No.
Yeah, how do I have my flare?
Nobody's wearing this shit. Now, you might put it on a lanyard, I guess.
Yeah.
You ain't putting this on a shirt.
Have to have like 20 or 30, even though it recommends 18, but 20, 30 flare on there.
Nobody's wearing this. You only wear flare when you have to.
You have any Titans pins?
Yeah, and I don't wear them.
I have some pins too, but from stuff like some Falcons.
If I wore a lanyard, I might put them on a lanyard. It's like put them on the shirt.
I don't want a hole in my lanyard.
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm. At work, I have a 5-year anniversary pin. I have it like right above me. It's still sitting in the case. That never opened.
Like, freaking 20 years ago when I worked at GameStop, our badges were magnetic on the back. Like, why are they not making pins that are just magnetic? Where I just stick the little inside tab on the inside of my shirt. Maybe then I would wear a pin.
Yeah.
Not sticking that on me.
All right. So for limited time, starting today, the 12th, it's going to be extended from the 12th to May 9th. You can buy a Nintendo Switch 2 and get a copy of Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Galaxy 2, or on a physical or digital. And it's all retailers. The one they're shown is a Best Buy, but you can get Amazon, Best Buy, GameStop, Target, or Walmart.
Yeah, I guess if that's your thing.
If you want to play the games and you're into Nintendo Switch, you need one.
Probably would do the Mario Kart bundle first if it was me, but also just waiting for them to do something else. Give me that Pacopia bundle.
Yep. All right. Some random news. Ex-Bethesda executive Pete Hines did an interview. And he basically shit on Bethesda, saying that shit on Microsoft after Microsoft purchased Bethesda. He basically said that he liked working there, but he saw what Microsoft was doing to them and had to get out. He had to leave.
It's really odd because based on my observations, Xbox doesn't do anything to anybody. They just let them do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he was unable to do what he thought his job would involve in continuing to have a workplace. If not the efficient publisher in the game industry, it was way the fuck up there. and I couldn't protect it.
To say that Bethesda was way the fuck up there as a publisher when it was with Activision. Not Activision. Yeah. Bethesda was by themselves, right?
Yeah, they were by themselves.
I can't remember how that it all went down. But yeah, yeah. To say that they were like elite in public, I mean, they put out broken ass games too. Janky games. I mean, I don't know how much harder it was. I mean, Pete Hines been in the business for a long time. I tend to believe what he says, but doesn't appear to me that there's any oversight with Xbox. Maybe that's the problem, but it looks like they just let them do whatever.
Well, if and that's how it is when any kind of new ownership comes in or new management comes in, you're used to doing things one way and someone comes in, it's their fault, not yours. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, it could be either side. All right, next one. There's a small rumor that the next Call of Duty game will not be on Game Pass for Xbox users.
That'll chap some asses.
It's something to do with some something with the publisher, that some agreement with some lawsuit that came out.
It'll be interesting to know what happens with Call of Duty, because part of that hearing in Europe was about this very thing. Part of the hearing in the U.S. with the FTC was about, you know, Sony was worried about the ability to sell the game when they were going to give it away.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how people react to this, but I would tell you most people play this game on PlayStation regardless. But you're going to piss some people off. Look, it is for a long time I have said that the Game Pass is I'm not going to say that it is unsustainable, but it is the way they're doing it, it's unsustainable.
It says last October they made the ultimate tier $30 a month.
Yeah, because it's unsustainable. This is the Netflix thing all over again. It's like the more they spend on content, the more they spend developing content, the more content they buy, the more they have to charge you. It's unsustainable.
All right. Next thing, No Man's Sky has a new DLC added to it. It's called the Xena Arena. It's basically Pokemon.
It looks like Pokemon. It's like you're battling creatures. Oh, it's like tiny Pokemon. Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm not going to play the video, but you battle your creatures that you collect.
I'm going to say something insane. I wish they would stop updating this game so that I could play it all the way through with everything on it. It's insane how much they put into it.
I know. I want to get back into it, but then I'm going to have to start over.
Well, I mean, even if you do, by the time you get done, it's 10th anniversary, they're still popping stuff in. It's like, by the time you get done, you're going to miss all the new stuff.
Well, it's cool that they're going with it, but I agree. Or if it's too much, maybe one thing a year, not. Right. So next one, GTA 6 devs have confirmed that they had another data breach and the hackers demand a ransom.
People suck.
Mm-hmm.
This sucks. They just want to try to ruin it. I don't care for it. I hope they don't pay them. I hope they end up in jail.
Yeah. So a hacker group named Shiny Hunters, Shiny Hunters, Shiny, they've claimed to obtain sensitive material and they're put a ransom on it.
It says a little, go back up. Rockstar says a limited amount of non-material company information was accessed during a third party data breach. So they're obviously downplaying what it is, but either way, I dislike this.
Yeah. Next one, Amazon Luna, talking about Amazon, the game, they're removing their third party subscriptions and individual game purchases and the bring your own library feature. This change, restricts Luna and its, subscription services with third party subscriptions like Ubisoft and Jackbox, canceled at the next billing cycle, and purchase games removed from streaming will be accessed on June 10th. Unfortunately, you will not get a refund. No refund. Amazon offering refunds for a la carte game purchases or subscriptions.
I haven't touched my Luna in forever, but this sounds like the beginning of the end.
Yeah. All right, and this was pretty interesting. A very early rare version of the Nintendo classic Punch-Out has been found and was sold at auction for $45,000.
That's badass.
Yeah. It's got Glass Joe on the cover.
It's a pre-Mike Tyson, so before it was Mike Tyson. And, you know, obviously there's the Punch-Out and there's Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. But this is even different version.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool looking.
Says like the Japanese only gold version of Punch-Out, nor is it.
Glass Joe looks good on the cover.
Yeah. The whole.
Pretty cool. It's fun.
I like seeing stuff like that.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, so we're going to end with your favorite section, the Legos news. Lego did update their terms and conditions to impact the resellers. They did a little thing on here, basically saying you're not getting extra. If you caught reselling on BrickLink, you will not get your points for the purchase you get.
It's interesting. You know, you want to combat without. So there's a few people reselling, not more than a few, but I guess what I'm saying is like, you don't want to go after your customer base because of a few bad eggs, but you do have to try to combat this some way.
Yeah. So they're talking about big,
seems messy.
Yeah. I talked about this before. It's big companies that they're really going after.
Yeah.
That constantly buy. All right. So, Lego was announced as the 2026 global rep track, top 100 most reputable company. They were number one.
Yeah, I feel that.
Fourth consecutive year they've been at number one.
Yeah, I feel that. I think they are a very reliable, even down to the stores, the way everything done is deliberate and feels nice and feels customer forward. Other than pricing, I would say that they seem very well ran and have always.
It says here, this recognition goes out to our 34,000 colleagues around the world. So it's 34,000 people that they employ.
That's the perfect statement. That's the quarterback saying, I couldn't have done it without the line, and it wouldn't have mattered even if the line was playing great without the defense.
Yeah.
It's credit for everybody but us, but that's why they're number one.
All right. So they announced the gift for purchase, the Mexico 40907 gift for purchase. It's a little taco stand.
It's the restaurants around the world. It's the follow up to the sushi restaurant.
I like this one.
It's $180 spend again.
Yeah, I had that on my next thing. To get this,
it's too expensive.
You have to spend $180, and it will work with everything but the Jurassic Park Wrangler. Jeep Wrangler.
So the bullshit excuse that I heard is that it's the only thing that's up for pre-order that qualifies, which means they have to sit on all these to make sure the purchase goes through first.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're not including it, but... The taking things out of what does and doesn't work with gift of purchases is crazy to me.
Yeah.
$180 is also crazy. It was too expensive for the sushi. It's too expensive for this. And I love these sets and I'm probably going to get it.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to be shopping today to add.
I think I'm going
to
get the DC. I'm going to get the plane, I think.
But then the other one here, it's if you do spend $40 in City, Lego Speed Champions or Technic, you get the Lego Technic Hot Rod Racer. Which we showed this one before. It looks pretty cool, but
30735, not for me.
Then the other one, if you spend $4 or more in Star Wars, you get this Lego TIE Fighter, which they've had before. 30727.
Yeah. Don't fall into their trap though. Don't buy Star Wars before May the 4th.
Yeah.
You'll have huge discounts. Don't fall into their trap. I know what they're doing here.
So I will be doing the 180 to get the Russians of the World. I have a big wall of stuff right there that I need to buy, as you can see, showing you my.
Yeah. Gerald has a dream board or whatever those are called.
All right. The Jurassic World August 2026 sets have been announced. Not a big Jurassic Park like Lego fan. They do have some cool looking sets and some weird ones. There's a baby dinosaur Petrodon in. It's $29.99. I think it's a little bit too much for this little set. He's eating like a fish or a squid, a little bird for $30. Looks cute, but I think it's too much. $30.
It's not for me. I think if I was a kid, I'd like it. There's another seem high though.
Another $30 set. Say a young T-Rex transport truck, little kitty set.
Better than the last set. Comes with two minifigures plus a dino.
Then another kitty set, Velociraptor, and Stegosaurus, and again, a Predatron rescue. These are actually not buildable. The dinosaurs are not buildable. They are like pre-made, pre-modeled.
These are like the weird.
They're all kitty ones. Then we have the Spinosaurus dinosaur escape one. Same thing. The minifigures is
like what's that hat.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that hat and that shirt. Motorcycle.
Boat attack one. Oh, that's probably like the best looking one.
Yeah, not for me, but the boat's fun. I like that vest.
And that's supposed to be a Scarlett Johansson right there. These are all the characters in the Jeep.
I like a tiny Scarlet.
They've announced the Lego One Piece Season 2 sets. Officially been announced. They have the Doctor's Hideout, which looks cool. You get 3 minifigures in that one. $30. I will get that one. The Showdown with Captain Smoker. Again, some 4 minifigures with that one. $60. The one everyone's going crazy over is this Tony Chopper set. 577 pieces for $70. A little high on the pieces, but I guess they knew this was going to be a hot commodity. You get to build Chopper. It's like one of everyone's favorites in the One Piece thing. They have a here. There's Dory and Brogy, the Giants of Little Garden. Bunch of minifigures in this one.
I hate their faces.
6, yeah. Already
I hate their faces. Could be exactly what they look like, but I hate their faces.
Mm-hmm. For $80, they have the Battle at Drum Castle. This looks pretty cool. Again, 6 minifigures in this one. A lot of the minifigures are repeats, but just with a different like shirt design. But then they have the Garbs Marine Battleship for $170. This is about right 1,705 pieces. So it meets the piece thing. You do get 8 minifigures in this one. I do like that one. Here's the minifigures.
One Piece has good minifigures.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the last one, Lego has announced there's going to be a One Piece Netflix special, a Lego One Piece Netflix special coming on September 29th.
Think of the Lego games, but it looks like video version of One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be cute.
Yep. All right. That's all I had for this week. And as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact me on our socials at @Game_Stitch, at @HoFandShow. If you want, let us know if are you a graphic tee person or not. Send me your responses on there. That was episode 684. We'll be next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.